of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday after Easter. And the Gospel reading continues last Sunday's farewell discourse of Jesus to his disciples when he told them, "My little children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, but where I am going, you cannot come." Then he left them a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Now in the Gospel reading today, Jesus continued this farewell address. And then he sensed that the disciples did not really grasp the meaning and implications of his words. And yet Jesus knew that for his disciples to face the future with security and a sense of purpose, they needed to know and to understand. So to put their minds and hearts at rest, Jesus in the Gospel today made them two promises. The first promise, Jesus promised his disciples the abiding presence of God. Although he said he will be absent, he will be present. And the seeming paradox has this condition, that God's presence will abide only with those who love God and one another, even in his absence. He said, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Let us more carefully note this, that this promise of God's abiding presence should be a great comfort to us today, because Jesus is assuring us that the one thing in life which we can always trust is God's presence. Let us not ever forget this. The Lord never forsakes us. But let us also remember that God is present in our midst only if we remain faithful to his word and love him and love one another. The second promise that Jesus made his disciples was the abiding presence of God in their lives through the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, the disciples will not remain in their lack of understanding. He said, "These things that I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you." Here, the Holy Spirit is the assurance of God's abiding presence in their lives. The Holy Spirit will be their strength in times of trouble. The Holy Spirit will be their inspiration in times of hopelessness. For the Holy Spirit is the peace with which Jesus leaves them. "Peace," he said, "I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Now it is in this sense that Jesus told them, "So let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Yes, our hearts will not be troubled nor afraid, because God's presence through the Holy Spirit is with us and will give us that peace which passes understanding. So let us again note carefully the second promise of Jesus, especially during those critical times of our lives, during failures and defeats, during sad and desperate moments, not to be troubled and afraid. There is the promise of the Holy Spirit that will bring peace, that will bring us that shalom. However, to be able to receive this gift of peace, it is necessary for us to spend a little more time in personal prayer and corporate prayer on Sunday worship, talking to God and listening to Him. We also need to deepen our relationship with Jesus and sincerely love Him. We must listen to the Holy Spirit, and we will know His plan for our life and His solutions to whatever problems we face. We will be able to love our fellow human beings, and we will be able to forgive one another. So when the Mass is ended, we are dismissed in these similar words: go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is our hope also, that we will always remain faithful to our promises as children of God. Amen.